One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University. And we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. Every week we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and higher nature. How to love what we do for work, our health, and our life. And we're at the Miami Book Festival this week in Miami, Florida, having a great time with authors and speakers and fans. We have a very interesting guest right now. This gentleman is J. Thomas Rompel. He is a business owner. He used to work with tactical weapons. He's a big game hunter across the Mexican border. His book, Citizen Warrior, has won the Reader's Favorite Silver Medal for fiction, thriller, and terrorism. He's a man's man. Welcome, J.T., to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell
pleasure
us
to be here.
How did you get started writing these adventure thrillers with military background?
Well, I don't have a military background myself. As I said earlier, I was involved in a business where almost daily we were dealing with different law enforcement agencies, and particularly since I'm in Tucson, Arizona, I was daily dealing with the men and women of the Border Patrol.
Yes.
And particularly under the last administration, they were very frustrated not being able to do their jobs, and we were literally being invaded across that southern border. Mm-hmm. So I began to listen to, there was a story there, and one thing I learned is, so the largest Iranian embassy is located in Mexico City, which hardly anybody knows that.
What?
Well, there's a reason for that, because that's how Islamic terrorists are coming through our country.
Yes.
So, in any event, my first novel that I produced was in 2016, mm-hmm. titled Citizen Warrior, The Fourth Branch.
Okay.
And in that, an aging entrepreneur saves the life of a retired Delta Force colonel and his family,
oh.
and the two become friends. What he saved from is a terrorist event at a mall in Tucson, Arizona. The two become friends, and they learn of a plight of an elderly ranching couple down on the border that is being terrorized by a Mexican cartel.
Wow.
And their pleas for help are being ignored by authorities.
Hmm.
So they decide to get involved and do something to help them.
I see.
One thing leads to another, and they discover a link between Islamic terrorists, a group funded by ISIS, and the Mexican cartel, and ends up a cross-country chase.
Now, there are two things in the book that are important. One is a plot, the other is character development. How's your character development? Are you able to paint pictures of people really detailed?
Well, I'm inspired by true events and real people.
Yes.
So it's very contemporary. And so some of the characters are actually based on real people that I've become to know well,
right,
including some of the bad, if you will, the antagonists.
The bad guys.
Yeah, the bad guys.
Okay.
You know, I'm familiar with Mexican federales and the cartel and everything.
Okay.
So
I see.
So it's a background.
I see. This is great. I mean, this is very commercial. People love Breaking Bad, Hunt for Red October. You know, they love these kind of thrillers.
Right.
I think Tom Clancy does a lot of these as well. So what is going to be your niche, you think? What is your genre? Where are you going with this stuff?
Well, so the book that I'm here on today is Citizen Warrior Series Book 2, One Down,
yes,
which is the one that Silver Medal Award.
Wow.
My first one won a literary award also.
Awesome.
But this one is the number 2 in the series.
Ah.
It's a continuation of the theme, but it's a little bit of a shift.
Yes.
I'm currently halfway through Book 3, which is going to do out, everything I do is contemporary.
Right.
So you could say the first one started in the last 2 years of the last administration.
Yes.
The second one kind of picks up when the current president comes in.
Yes.
Because there are consequences to the cartels.
Yes.
Which is a tension builder, if you will.
I like that. Yeah, you have a very fascinating take on things. You know,
Thank you.
From the military, you're working with people. You say you're an adventurer yourself, so you like the excitement of things, the raw excitement.
I get on the edge of my
exactly.
seat sometimes. Not as much as I did when I was younger.
So what's the message we can gain from these books? I mean, obviously, it's entertaining, right, and we're learning things. Are the drug cartels still alive? Because I thought they were killed with the old times.
Mexico's, I would say at this point, surrendered their sovereignty to the cartels.
Wow, yeah.
No, it's bad under this new president.
So it's
here's, because in this, actually Love University.
Yes.
So what would a person reading my series, or what this resonates with people that have an absolute love of country, red, white, and blue, they understand the clear and present dangers.
Yes.
Because this deals with real events that I fictionalize, but many of the reviews people say, look, we know this is fiction, but this is real. This is happening.
Exactly.
So it's love of country. You can't help but take away from that.
That's beautiful.
And also, so there's 3 civilians that befriend 4 retired special forces operators.
Yes.
And they form a team, and the camaraderie and the love amongst each other.
Excellent.
Brotherly love.
Well, I like that, JT. So you're tying into Love University, right? Because we're about loving energy.
That's what
right?
I'm saying is, so love no of friend, I'm
love,
here.
Love of friends, love of country.
Yes.
And higher power, right? If you believe
in their family.
Exactly.
Yes.
Family. Well, it's been wonderful to have you on the show, Jay Thomas. You kind of did a nice spontaneous thing to come here. Where can people hear more about your book? You have a website and things like that.
I do. So my website is Jay Thomas Rompel.
Yes.
It's also available, the series is available on Amazon.com, either in ebook format or print. So, yeah, it's very easy to find.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure.
Well, okay. Come on by to LA sometime.
Thank you.
So, Love University students, if you have any questions, you can email us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com, 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook at Love University Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Love Letter U Podcast. Until next time, Love University students, put away your notepads, your books, your iPads, and this is Dr. Alex Avila.